This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1982.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school, at play and everywhere, we'll tell the world of life in Jesus.
Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there, my friend. Come on in. I hope you can put everything else aside for the next few minutes and spend them with us. Lots of bright music, an interesting visit down memory lane, and of course, a good story. Say, do you ever have someone, even a pretty good friend, whom you'd really just like to tell a thing or two, set them straight? Well, today's story will deal with that kind of problem. Hey, how's school going? Are you glad about it? Or would you just as soon forget about school for a while? If so, stick around and we'll try to help you forget. Hey, let's turn things around a bit, and instead of hearing from the cousins right off, let's call on Pam and Aaron, our delightful duetters, because their song invites all children to sing.
Children sing, children sing, happy praises to our King. Gladly raise, joyful songs of praise.
Okay, children, let's do just that. Cousins, how about starting out with a bright Bible story and song all about Jesus' miracle of the feeding of the 5,000? Oh, what a bunch of lunch.
One day our Lord was teaching by the Sea of Galilee. The crowds had come from miles around his miracles to see.
Is much. They fed what a bunch of fish and bread. We can tell you how it happened. What a bunch of lunch. 1,000 came to eat out there in the desert heat. Did to Jesus to achieve it. Name of faith we can believe it. Jesus had a way to feed them.
Wouldn't it have been neat to have been there and seen that miracle take place? Just think of what Jesus did with that one small lunch. And you know something? We may think we're small and unimportant, but if we're willing to let God use us, He will. Now, maybe some kids listening are saying, well, a bunch of bread and fish? Yuck, I'd rather have cookies or ice cream or something like that. Well, we all need to learn the lesson of being content with what we have. So what if we don't have as nice clothes as someone else, or the food we eat isn't always exactly what we want? Listen to Mary Beth's good scripture and song all about this.
1 Timothy 6:6-11. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through from many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. I'm a part, you're a part, we are each a part of the family of God. I'm a part, you're a part, we are each a part of the family of God. Showing mercy and making peace, we are God's family. I will serve and obey Him. I'm happy learning all about Him. I will love and praise Him. 'Cause I'm a part, you're a part, we are each a part of the family of God.
Let's take a moment to pray together as members of God's wonderful family.
Pray for me when you talk to the Lord above. When you pray, remember me in your prayer.
Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, we can be children of God, members of God's family. And today we pray for the members of God's family everywhere. We think especially of those listening just now who belong to you. Some have some real problems, Lord. Just because we're your children doesn't mean we don't have troubles and problems. But we can go to you and pray for one another. We pray for those who are ill. We pray for those where there are problems in the home of one kind or another. We pray that you would meet those needs. Thank you for this time together with our friends. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen.
When you pray, remember me in your prayer.
And now it's time for
Memories, Memories.
Let's take another stroll down memory lane and listen to some voices from out of Children's Bible Hour's 40 years of broadcasting history. We've been doing this each week for a few months now, and I'm so glad you're enjoying these times of remembering. Today we're going to hear from three girls, one of the trios that were known as the Three Nieces. But before they were a trio, they each sang solos on the program. Let's listen to each of them when they first started. Now, Linda Dykstra was around 4 years old in 1966 and sounded like this.
When I awake in the morning and hug my mother dear, I thank my heavenly father who kept her very near. Thank you, father. Hold on my hand today. Thank you, father. Be thou my strength, then stay.
The second member of this trio was Susan Westers. Not only did she sing solos and trios, but duetted with a young fellow, too. Here's Susan when she first started. The final member of this particular trio was Lynette de Groot, who started when she was about 9.
He could have called.
And then when they put their three voices together, they sounded like this just before they graduated.
You ask me why my heart keeps singing, why I can't sing when things go wrong. But since I found the source of music, God gave the song. Come walk with me through fields and forests. We'll climb the hills and still hear the song. For even hills resound with music. They just can't help it.
Linda Dykstra was replaced for about a year after she graduated by another Linda, Linda Williams. As I said before, how I wish we could hear something from every group who ever participated on CBH during these many years of broadcasting, but that would be impossible. Let's get back to some of our present-day music makers by hearing from 5-year-old Becky with a medley of songs. Listen.
I like to read the stars and Daniel and
Becky's song said that she loves to read the stories in the Bible. Now 13-year-old Steve plays an old hymn that says, I love to tell the story of Jesus and his love. Just a reminder that you're listening to the Children's Bible Hour coming to you from Grand Rapids, Michigan. This faith missionary ministry has been on the air since November of 1942. We have three things we try to accomplish through our various ministries. Three T's, really, to tell boys and girls of Jesus and his love. And every week we have many who come to know Christ as personal Savior through our ministries. Secondly, to teach boys and girls about Jesus and the Word of God. We do that through our programs and also through our 10-lesson Bible course, Search the Scriptures, and through our daily devotional, Keys for Kids. And thirdly, we seek to train young people for Christian service. Boys and girls start on our program as young as 3 years old and often stay through the ninth grade, which is our graduation age. In addition to our radio broadcast, we produce many good records, cassettes, books, film strips. For information about any of our materials, just write to me and ask for it. We'll be glad to send you a brochure. Here's our mailing address, Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our zip is 49501. And now a chorus that really is kind of considered a little children's chorus, but oh, it has such a good message for all of us, young and old alike, and it goes right along with our story. Oh, be careful, little tongue.
Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Elaine Childs, is entitled The Truth in Love.
Lori, don't forget to bring your long jump rope to school tomorrow.
I guess. Really, Marie, wouldn't it be fun to play kick the can for a change?
Uh-uh, that's boy stuff. Besides, I know a really neat game using a jump rope. A kid in Ohio taught me when I lived there. You'll love it.
Sure.
So don't forget, okay? Bye.
Bye, Marie.
Lori? Lori, could you please come and help me cover these tomato plants? There's supposed to be frost tonight.
Okay, Mom.
Well, thanks, honey. Here's a blanket. Now, let's do this roll first, okay? So, how was school today?
Okay, I guess.
Ooh, you look a little bit glum. What's the matter?
Oh, I just get tired of Marmee bossing me around. I never get to do what I want to do.
Don't forget, she's pretty new to the school. Maybe she just needs to feel useful. She'll settle down after a while.
I don't know. Sometimes I wish I'd never tried to make friends with her.
Oh, I hope you don't mean that. I remember you saying you were going to be kind to her because you knew that's what God wanted.
I know.
I'm sure the day you asked her over after school was pretty important to her.
Yeah, that's when she decided to become director of the playground, and she's been directing ever since.
Okay, y'all stand behind Lori. We'll go one after another and make a figure eight in the rope. We'll go in and out and back again. The second time in, we'll touch the ground. I'll start.
I don't get it.
Me neither. Sounds too complicated.
You just weren't listening very good. Come on, I'll tell you again. Hey, where y'all going?
Feel like going for a walk.
Me too.
Come on, it's only fun when everyone does it.
Sit at it, Marmee.
Come on, Lori, let's head for home. And let's take the path through the park.
But it's longer that way, and I have to get home.
Oh, come on, this'll only take a little more time.
Well, all right.
Hey, the girls at school haven't been very nice to me lately.
You mean just because they won't play your games?
Yeah, they're so silly to play baseball and kick the can. At least you're smart to stick with me. My games are much more fun.
Wouldn't it be okay just to try playing what the other kids want once in a while?
Are you kidding?
No, I kind of feel like joining them tomorrow.
You're supposed to be my friend, aren't you?
I want to be everyone's friend.
So you're gonna desert me. You traitor, I thought I could trust you. I thought you called yourself a Christian. Boy, some Christian you are.
Hi there, Lori. You're just in time to help with the cooking.
Where's Mom?
She had to go to a ladies' meeting at the church, so you, David, and I are on our own for supper. Pour yourself a glass of milk before you sit down.
She'll probably need it. Looks as if she swallowed a hot pepper.
Oh, get lost, David. What do you know about anything?
Well, you don't need to get huffy. I was just kidding. Here, you want my shoulder to cry on?
Don't touch me. Now look what you did. You made me drop my milk.
Lori, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bug you. You usually like my teasing.
Well, not today.
Lori, what's upsetting you so?
David. Oh, no. It's not David. It's Marmee.
Is she still bossing you? If she is, why don't you just leave her and go play with someone else?
When I told her I wanted to play with the other girls, she accused me of not acting like a Christian.
So what'd you do?
I wanted to say all kinds of nasty things, but I couldn't think of a thing just then.
It's fortunate you didn't. That certainly wouldn't have been like Christ.
Sometimes I get tired of trying to live like a Christian.
Well, it's not always easy to be a Christian. But then there are few really worthwhile things in life that come easily.
What do you mean, Dad?
Well, like being a dad, for instance. Do you think it was easy for me to learn to change your diapers?
Oh, Dad.
Or to have to come home from work because your mother told me both of you had fallen into that terrible mud ditch and she couldn't pull you out?
I remember that.
What a mess.
Well, in spite of that and other difficulties, I wouldn't trade being a dad for anything. I feel the same way about being a Christian. It's really worth any difficulty that may come. But now, getting back to Marmee, you do want to help her, don't you, Lori?
Oh, yes, I really do. But I want to have other friends, too.
Well, do you have any ideas?
Today, all I could think of was telling her how horrible she was. But I know that wouldn't be right.
You know, the Bible does teach us to tell the truth.
You mean I could tell her she's mean and selfish?
No, not exactly. Why don't you look up Ephesians 4, verse 15? Here's a Bible. Ephesians 4, verse 15.
Let's see. Here it is. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head of Christ. I'm not sure I get it, Dad.
Well, just read that first phrase about the truth.
Speaking the truth in love. Oh, I see. We have to love the person we're telling the truth to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So in Marie's case, you could try to explain to her why she's losing all her friends. Maybe you could help her to realize that everyone wants a turn at deciding what to do.
But I have to show love when I do it, not be grouchy like I was today.
In that way, you'll be following the rest of the verse. You'll be growing to be more like Christ.
Thanks, Dad. I'm still kind of scared to talk to her, but somehow I feel more like going to school tomorrow.
To be like Jesus.
Well, time's up for today's visit. I hope you've learned a good lesson from today's story. There are many times when we really should tell someone off, as it were, but let's do it in kindness. Let's do it in love. Remember Proverbs 15:1, a soft or gentle answer turns away wrath, but grievous or harsh words can stir up anger. I hope you'll write to me if I can help you in any way. I'll be glad to. My mailing address is Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Bye now.